What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Chilling with Canada. Today, we're going to talk about confidence, you know, and some benefits of self-confidence. We're also going to talk about how to appear more confident to others and why is it so important. And I'm going to end it with a lovely quote for you guys today on Chilling with Canada. Don't go away. Welcome back to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Today, we're going to talk about confidence, and if you're on my Facebook page, that was the word of the week, and I came to you guys every morning with a quote to try to help you guys build your confidence, you know, and it's important. It's very, very important. We're going to talk about why it's important today on Chilling with Canada. I hope everybody had a great week. This week, happy Friday. It's finally Friday, and it's a great day. We're going to make it a great day. Check it, you guys. Confidence. You know. Some benefits of self-confidence is an openness to try new things. You know, when you believe in yourself, you'll be more willing to try new things, you know, and step out of your comfort zone and your boundaries, you know. Better performance. When you feel confident in yourself, you know, you're able to devote your resources of the task at hand rather than waste time and energy worrying that you aren't good enough. You can devote your energy to your efforts. You know, and another benefit is improved relationships. You know, having a healthy dose of self-confidence can help keep your relationships happy and healthy. You know, there's one reason is that people with self-confidence tend to set stronger boundaries, prioritizing their own needs, not only needs, but emotions as well. Some examples of self-confidence, you know, and I'm going to read you some examples of self-confidence and then not having self-confidence. So doing what you believe is right, even if others mock or criticize you, it doesn't matter what people say. Having the confidence to make that decision for you based on your surroundings or whatever it may be, you know, having confidence to say yes or no is good. That's a great trait, you know. Another one is you're willing to take risks and go the extra mile to achieve better things, you know. If you want to be better, you have to do better, you know. And doing better may be challenging at times, but having that confidence that I'm going to do it, I'm going to get it done, is great. You know, that's great. Some things, here's an example of not being self-confident, you know, and it's governing your behavior based on what others think, you know. So that's going back to that first one I read, doing what you believe is right. Instead, you're now doing what you think others think is right to fit in or try to be cool, you know. And another one is staying in your comfort zone, fearing failure and avoiding risk. Don't avoid risks and don't be afraid of failure. You know, if you're going to fail, but if you fail, you're going to get better, you know, as a person in general. Don't be afraid of it. Find other ways and carry on. You know, don't be stuck. Don't stay stuck. I say it all the time. Do not stay stuck. Because when you stay stuck, that's when you your mind starts to wander and tells you to do things that you shouldn't be doing, you know, and just make you feel a little depressed. Self-confidence, you know, it's vital in almost every aspect of everyone's lives, you know, yet many people struggle to find it. Sadly, you know, this can be a vicious cycle, and people lack self-confidence, are less likely to achieve the success that could give them more confidence. You know, confident people, they inspire confidence in others. You know, that's kind of like what I was talking about in another show, you know, a chain reaction. If you help that person, maybe you just let that person know that there's still people in this world and he's going to go help somebody. And then hopefully that person, life isn't that easy, but that's hopefully how it happened and how it should happen, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, anybody around you, your coworkers, your bosses, you know, your customers, you know, whoever is around you, you know, if you have that confidence, you're going to help them build their confidence because they're going to see it in you. Man, this guy looks happy, confident, man. That's what I want to be, you know. Here's some ways of how to appear more confident to other people, you know. We're going to start off with your body language, you know, adopt an open posture, you know, sit or stand upright, keep your hands by your side, and try to avoid standing with your hands on your hips, your arms crossed, because even me growing up, I was always taught if you have your arms crossed or your hands, you know, on your hips, kind of sitting there, you know, it's a sign of disrespect. It's a sign that you're not listening. That's just me, you know. So, but that's what I was taught. Just stand with your hands by your side and make eye contact, you know, and just let that person know that, hey, you are listening, you know, and you care what they have to say, you know. Face-to-face communication. This is a big one because everything is done on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, we have lost face-to-face communication. Most people are just going to want to pick up the phone and call somebody or text somebody or go on Facebook and see something and comment on something and then have a big argument with something. When at the end of the day, I much rather call that person. You know, even a video message. Have face-to-face communication, and it's lost, not only by kids, but adults now, too. Everything is over Zoom or Skype, you know, and yes, that's still face-to-face, but getting out and talking to people in person helps you as a human being, you know, and we've just lost it, you know. Engaging with people is important, so. And when you do have that face-to-face communication, you know, keep that eye contact while you talk. You know, it's very important and it shows that you're interested in what they're actually saying. You know, and don't try not to wander and look away. You know, make sure you stay focused on what that person's saying to make them feel like, hey, this guy's really listening to me and I enjoy talking to this person. You know, and another one is build habits. You know, working on your personal branding can also have a positive impact on your self-confidence, you know, and if you can project a positive image of your authentic self, then you'll likely start to receive the positive feedback, and that's so important, you know. Work on you, have that positive impact, you know, on other people. And keep that positive mindset. I get it. Life's hard. You're going to hit bumps. What would life be without bumps and curveballs? You know, you have to stop, think, you know, you can cry and get upset, but don't let that hold you up. You know, let it out and move on and try a new way. You know what I'm saying? But don't let any of that stop you. You know, you have a goal. Fight your battles and get to that goal. You know, why is confidence, why is it so important? You know, just learning how to become more confident is important. You know, it can also be a crucial, especially at times where you feel like giving up. We've all felt like giving up at times, you know, and there's times where we were very close to giving up sometimes, but you can't. You have to build that confidence to keep pushing forward. You know, don't let yourself get stuck. And if you do get stuck, get unstuck and do it as fast as you possibly can and try again. You know, because like I said, if you get stuck, now you're depressed and now your mind's wandering to other things. You know, I've been there. I've done that. I know. That's why I'm saying it. I know. You know, some ways you can be more confident, how to be more confident, you know, and overcome your limiting beliefs. You know, when you practice self-love, you'll have confidence no matter what happens in life, because the confidence will then come from within you, you know. Yet, there's many people never learn how to fall in love with themselves, and instead they develop a lack of confidence early in life. You know, I work in a low-income school, and some of these kids kind of just, you know, do what they want. And you just have to work with these kids a little bit more, but there's only so much the teachers can teach these kids in school, you know, around their work, you know, just about carrying themselves well and being respectful and having that confidence. But a lot of these kids, man, they just don't care, and they don't know what respect is, you know. And in my opinion, that's the parents' job at that point. Teach your kids respect. Let them know what it is. Let them know what to expect, and keep them on track. And it's gonna take a while for them to, you know, get that respect. But be that parent and teach them about respect, you know. But some of these kids, man, they just and their confidence levels are way down. If they can't do something, well, that's it. They just can't do it, and they're not gonna try again. They're just gonna stop and tell you they're not gonna try again. You know, and it's sad, but at the same time, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it besides be that influence for them at the school. You know, when they come to school, be that person for them, and then try to teach them respect while they're in your presence. You know, determine what matters to you. You know, this is kind of an important one. Speaking up for yourself, even when you don't feel that you deserve it, can also have that same effect. You know, confident people may make more money in the workplace due to one straightforward reason, you know, and take credit for their achievements, and they do it when it matters the most. You know, I've used to work in a job where I got, you know, a better position, because of the things that I did, and I did those things at the right time in front of the boss, so he physically sees it, and I did it every single time. And I know everybody thought I was some like teacher's pet, you know what they used to say with kids who was always trying to stay good with the teachers. I guess I was my boss's pet, which wasn't the case at all. I just wanted him to physically see it, you know, and I did, and it caught up to me, and it was good, you know. And I don't work there no more, but I enjoyed working there, you know, for the little bit of time that I did, and I did what I needed to do to get that, you know, promotion and move up and make more money, you know. Assess your top human need, you know, and another step towards knowing how to be confident in yourself is to determine what drives your decisions. You know, We all have six human needs: certainty, significance, variety, love and connection, growth, and contribution. You know, we value one of these needs more than the others, and it affects every decision we make. We all, like I just said, you know, we all value one of those six traits more than the others, you know, whether it be certainty, significance, variety, love and connection, growth, and contribution. You as a person, one of those is stronger than all the other ones. Find out which one it is and go with it and go for it, you know. And it might take you a while to find that out, you know, but you're not going to find that out if you don't try. I remember, and I'm bringing this up because there's an SRO who used to teach this class when I was in it. I don't really know. It was a long time ago. It was back in the day. I was in Police Explorers, you know, and back then I was a heavy set guy. And my confidence level wasn't really there, you know. But anyway, we had to do some training, you know, or practice training just to see what they do, you know, see what we can do. And we went down to a little police station downtown. And there were these apartments, and it was just this big square circled around the apartments with one steep hill at the end. Anyway, we had to start on the police station property all the way in the back toward the back of the fence. We're starting in a parking lot, right? And this parking lot's like a half a mile down. We have to walk all the way to the fence, and we started at the fence. I said, if you get tired, don't stop. Just walk, you know? And I'm looking ahead, and I'm like, man, I'm going to get tired before I even hit the main strip. And that's exactly what happened, you know? But I stopped, and I was very, very upset. And I was like, I can't do this. I cannot do this. And I remember very, very distinctly this gentleman they called him Big Mo. His respectful name is Officer Dennis, Deputy Dennis, you know. And he came up, he said, "Yo, you got it, man." He says, "You got it." I said, "Man, I can. There's no way in hell I can do this." Of course, I didn't say that because I was young. But I was like, "There's no way in hell I can do this." And he's like, "Man, you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it." He goes, "We're going to be right here cheering you on." He goes, "You just start from right here and take off again." And then he talked to me for a little bit, and I did. I just started running again, jogging. And he, in that moment, he built my confidence level. He brought it up way higher than it already was. And I sure did run it, you know, and it was very hard, you know, and it took me a little bit, but it's very rough. But having that person to tell me, you can do it, take your time, cope, get yourself back together, and then start again. And that's what I did. And I did it, you know, you had to go around it two times, and that's what I did. And I never forgot that day, you know, just telling you that story. I visualized everything that happened. You know, and I'm good with stuff like that. Some memories I can visualize and put a picture together, you know, while I'm telling the story. It's a great feeling. Another one, though, I want to get back on track here is improve self-talk. You know, our words create our emotions, and our emotions create our world. You know, and if we're not feeling confident, it's a result of the stories we tell ourselves and the words we used to tell them, you know. The self-talk you use, otherwise known as your inner monologue, okay, has an important effect on your confidence. You know, when you catch yourself thinking negatively about your body and replace it with something you like about yourself. Get out of that negative funk. You know, get in that positive vibe and keep that positive mindset, you know. Practice good gratitude. This is a big one, too. It's the key to living a happy life, you know. Gratitude, being thankful, you know. I did a whole show on that. Your body is more than a vessel or a painting to be admired. Think about all the things your body does for you. And when you take a minute to appreciate all those things that your body lets you do, it will start to feel more like a gift than a burden. And that is going to build your self-confidence up and make you a better person. You know, and make you do better for yourself. Doesn't matter what anybody says. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. They'll either support you or they won't support you. You know, and if you're kind of scared, you know, doing this thing that you have to do, that's good to be scared. Your confidence will overcome that. And you'll do it. And you'll do a damn good job at it. You know. This last one is one that I most definitely had trouble with growing up, and it's live in the present. It means live in today. Don't worry about your past. You know, confidence in relationships can be one of the most challenging areas. Especially if you've been wronged in previous relationships or even your current one now, you know, it can be hard to let go of the past and forgive, but you have to. And here's why you have to, because if you don't, your life is going to be very sad and depressing. You know, meanwhile, you know, I'll give you an example straight up. I'm not scared. My ex-girlfriend, you know, when we broke up, you know, I was stuck and I could not move. You know, I didn't know what to do, nothing. You know, I wanted to be alone, and that was that. Meanwhile, 2 weeks later, she's in a happy ass relationship. They're about to get married. They're having kids. And here I am laying in my bed crying about this chick because I miss her. Obviously, she doesn't give two shits about me, but I'm sitting in my bed crying because I want to fix this. When at the end of the day, there's absolutely nothing I can fix. There's nothing to fix. That bridge is broken. And she's living her life. What the hell am I doing sitting in my bed crying about her? When now she has they just bought a house together, matter of fact. What the hell am I doing sitting here sobbing about her for? When at the end of the day, she was nothing to me. Nothing. You know, and that's just a heated topic. You know, people break up for reasons. I get that. But when you do nothing but help your significant other, and then they turn around and decide to suddenly move on for some ungodly reason and leave you hanging. Yeah, it's a little depressing. It's a little upset. But what the hell are you going to do about it? Absolutely nothing. There's nothing I can do about it besides move on, you know. But I'm going to move on from that because I got a little heated right there for a minute. So excuse me for that one. But, you know, it can be hard to let go of the past and forgive, you know, but we want to avoid pain and fulfill our need for certainty. But this prevents us from living in the present, you know. Learn to appreciate what you have right now without worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. We will worry about tomorrow when it gets here. But right now, you need to focus on today and making yourself a better person today for tomorrow. And then make yourself even better tomorrow for the next day. Live your life like that. Don't worry about what's happening tomorrow. Plan your day tomorrow, but be prepared for stops and detours. Because you never know what's going to happen, you know. Free your mind to be here now, and confidence will then follow. have that confidence and help people build their confidence. If somebody sees you being confident, it's a possibility that they're going to see that and be like, man, this guy's really confident. He looks good. He looks clean. And, you know, he's just chilling. I want to do that. I want to be that confident. And maybe you'll help that person who just spotted you be that confident, you know. Stand right. Practice gratitude. Improve your self-talk. You know, do all that stuff to help you build that confidence. You'll feel great. I promise you, you'll feel great. And keep your confidence. Keep that confidence and keep making it stronger. Thank you so much for all the support I've been getting you guys. So I'm going to start doing my episode on Friday morning. It's just easier for me. I can, because yesterday was a long day and I went to record and I got halfway through and I was like, well, I'm really tired and I sound like crap. So I'm going to just do it tomorrow. So that's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start doing my episodes Friday morning. And go from there. But thank you for all the love and support. Go follow my Facebook page, you know, go and join it. Every morning I'll come up there with a quote or something along those lines of whatever our word of the week is. You know, and this week it happened to be confidence. And every morning I went up there, shared a quote, made people feel good about themselves and moved on, you know, and carried on with my day and kept doing that. And it makes me feel great. Thank you. So go ahead and follow that page on Facebook at Chilling with Canada. I'm also on Twitter at C Canada and Instagram at Chilling with Canada Podcast. Go ahead and follow me and show me some love and support, you guys. You know, it's important that we all, especially in times like today, we all have to be there for each other, you know, and we just have to love each other. You know, it's important, because if we don't, what's this world going to be like in 20 years? You know, we don't know. But what I do know is we can change that by doing good, by being the change and being that positive influence for other people. I hope everybody enjoys their day today, and I hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you so much again for all the love and support, you guys. It means so much to me. Keep your confidence. And if you don't feel too confident, fix it. I gave you some examples and some ways to build it and change it, so fix it. No one's going to change you unless you change you. Be the change. Be the motivation, that positive influence for somebody. And love each other, you guys. And like I always say, just stay positive. Thank you so much for tuning in with me tonight, you guys. It means so much to me. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And I will see you guys on Facebook with the next topic of the week next week. So go and follow my pages to stay tuned with my latest information. Thank you so much again, you guys, and enjoy your weekend.